Testivity Audio Course, Series 66, Module 3, Securities Markets.
As mentioned earlier, a corporation can raise money by issuing securities, stocks, or bonds. When a corporation or any other issuer sells a security, the transaction is called a primary market transaction. If the security is being offered to the public for the first time, the transaction is called the initial public offering, or IPO. Before securities can be offered to the public, a registration statement must be filed with the Securities Exchange Commission, or SEC. The registration statement announces the issuer's intent to sell the security. When a security is registered, the SEC does not approve it in any way, but merely clears the issue for sale. In fact, the following verbiage is required on the front page of every prospectus. These securities have not been approved or disapproved by the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor has the Commission passed upon the accuracy or adequacy of this prospectus. Any representation to the contrary is a criminal offense. No solicitation of a new security can take place until at least 20 days after the registration statement is filed. This window is referred to as the cooling-off period. It is permissible to accept indications of interest by distributing a preliminary prospectus, or red herring, during the cooling-off period. The red herring is no more than a copy of the prospectus that has been filed with and not yet cleared for use by the SEC. The name comes from the required warning printed in red that information in the document may be incomplete or subject to change before the issue. It is also acceptable to print a tombstone advertisement during the cooling off period. A tombstone ad includes basic information about the offering, such as name of the issuer, underwriter, IPO price, and where to obtain a prospectus. Along with the registration statement, the issuer files a copy of the prospectus with the SEC. The prospectus is intended to provide full and fair disclosure to the potential investor. It is a formal written offer to sell securities that sets forth the plan for a proposed business enterprise and discloses facts investors need to make informed decisions. A prospectus must be delivered no later than with the confirmation of any primary market transaction. A private placement of securities, including variable life insurance, is exempt from SEC registration if it is made in compliance with Regulation D. Regulation D states that private placements may be made to any number of accredited investors, which are defined under Rule 501, as trusts, individuals with a net worth in excess of $1 million, and institutional investors, banks, insurance companies, pension plans, mutual funds, etc. While there are no limits regarding the number of accredited purchasers, offers can be made to no more than 35 non-accredited or individual investors. SEC registration can be expensive, time-consuming, and may be denied. As a result, issuers often utilize Regulation D in order to make private placements of stocks, bonds, limited partnership shares, etc. Regulation D prohibits advertising and payment of commissions in regards to private placements. Generally, an issuer will hire an underwriter or investment banking firm to facilitate the IPO by assisting with the registration and distribution of shares. The underwriter's responsibilities include filing the required registration statement with the SEC, printing and distributing the prospectus, and hiring several other investment banking firms, the syndicate, to distribute shares to the public. Types of underwriting agreements include firm commitment, best efforts, all or none, and standby. The most common type of underwriting is firm commitment. When an issuer and an underwriter enter into a firm commitment underwriting agreement, the underwriter commits to buy the securities from the issuer and resell them to the public. The underwriter assumes the risk of not being able to sell the entire issue. With a best efforts underwriting agreement, the underwriter acts as agent to the issuer and sells as many of the authorized shares as possible. The underwriter has no financial liability for any unsold shares. The issuer assumes the financial risk of not being able to sell the entire issue. With an all-or-none underwriting agreement, the entire deal is contingent on the underwriter's ability to sell all authorized shares. None of the sales are final until the entire issue is sold. Standby underwriting is used to sell any remaining shares that are not purchased by existing shareholders who exercise their preemptive right when a corporation issues additional shares. After the initial public offering, stocks and bonds trade in the secondary market. Secondary market transactions are facilitated by broker-dealers. A broker-dealer is a business entity, not a person. The person representing the broker-dealer is known as an agent or registered representative. The secondary market is comprised of the exchanges and the over-the-counter or OTC market. The exchange market includes the New York Stock Exchange and other regional exchanges with physical locations. The exchange market is an auction market where a specialist maintains orderly trading of securities. Securities trading in the exchange market are known as listed securities. Unlike the exchanges, the OTC has no physical location. The OTC market is a negotiated market with trades being executed through computer networks and via telephone. People known as market makers post bid and ask prices, which are prices they are willing to buy and sell a particular security. Market maker prices for most OTC stocks are quoted on the NASDAQ, National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotation System, or the electronic bulletin board. The person making a market in a security profits from the spread, which is the difference between the bid price and the ask price. If a market maker posts a bid of $10 and an ask of $10.13, he is attempting to purchase the security at $10 per share and sell it for $10.13 per share. Should this market maker simultaneously buy and sell 1,000 shares at his or her bid and ask prices, he will earn a profit of 13 cents per share, or $130. An investor interested in purchasing or selling a security will do so at the best available bid or ask price, the inside spread. To attract buyers and sellers, a market maker will adjust or negotiate prices accordingly. A third market transaction is the purchase or sale of an exchange-listed security in the OTC market. While it is possible to purchase a listed security over the counter, it is not possible for an OTC stock to trade on an exchange. When an investor purchases a security, the date of the transaction is the trade date. A trade confirmation including details of the transaction such as identity of the security, price, amount, commission charged, etc., must be sent to the investor no later than the day after the trade date. With regular way settlement, an investor has 3 business days to pay for a purchase. If an investor sells a security, he or she must deliver the security within 3 business days. The day the funds or securities are due is called the settlement date. Today, most securities are held electronically in a brokerage account, known as street name. However, it is possible to have a certificate issued. If an investor is in possession of a physical certificate, the certificate must be presented in good deliverable form, acceptable physical condition and properly signed, on the trade settlement date. Regulation T allows for a 2-day extension of settlement, giving an investor 5 business days to pay for the securities. If the investor has not made payment by the close of the 5th business day, the broker-dealer is required to liquidate the position and the account will be frozen for 90 days. The term frozen means the investor must have adequate funds in the account before the broker-dealer will accept a purchase order. If an investor is granted 3 Reg T extensions over a 12-month period, even if the payment is made by the 5th business day, the account will be frozen indefinitely. While use of the term regular way settlement does imply 3 business days, the settlement period does vary with the type of security.